our next phase of the programme, subject to funding, of course, but we are fortunate that the White Ribbon programme is very much part of the preventative pillar within the third national strategy to address domestic sexual and gender-based violence. So we're hopeful that we certainly will get the funding to roll the programme out in the area, and that will actually align to the water work that we're doing in the Northwest and the West as well in terms of our client support programme. So very much so we hope to have that programme in the Northwest and in the Midlands as well. We're looking at schools in those particular areas.
Given the success of the pilot scheme in the east of the country, as we've already mentioned, is it likely now that the scheme will get up and running in the Northwest, given how sensitive a topic this issue is, particularly at the moment?
I think our experience in terms of when we come out into this kind of arena is very much around encouraging ways in which to engage men and boys and girls around dealing with this issue of domestic sexual and gender-based violence. Like, it may be a sensitive issue, but people are acutely aware of it, and they know that it's really important that we develop cultures and around schools and around our society, around our sports clubs, whereby gender-based violence is unacceptable, and that as men we need to become allies in relation to the realisation of that. We found this as a very positive response around that, so I don't see that we have a problem with an uptake from the schools, you know. And I suppose it's a challenging piece of work for schools, Donald, and that. It very much is around them changing the culture around their schools and understanding, putting in place kind of capacities and around to address these things. And that is appropriate as well. It's not just straight in about domestic and sexual gender-based violence. It's around healthy relationships. It's around ensuring people have a broad understanding of their responsibilities within their school environment or in their home environment or in their community. So it's really important in that way. So it's a much broader element in terms of how we actually behave as a society generally. Yeah.